Today's Shir in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Lamed Tes Omud Beis. And we'll have the pleasure of completing an entire very short siman and then even starting another siman today. So we begin with Siman Chav Tes. We're still learning Hilchas Tefillin, and this is a very short sif, one sif siman, and it begins with the Mechaber saying, Ein levarach shum bracha kishecholetz tefillin. Nowadays, we no longer make a bracha when we take off tefillin. Afilu kishecholtzom Erev Shabbos bein hashmoshos. Even if one takes it off on Erev Shabbos, right before the start of Shabbos, at the twilight period of time, you still don't make a bracha. What's going on over here? Why would you think you have to make a bracha? So the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Aleph explains. Pirish. Lafuke mimai da amrina, and this is as opposed to that which is said in the Gemara in Nida Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Beis, the Bnei Ma'arov in Eretz Yisrael, Hayu Mevarchim, they would make a bracha when they would take off their tefillin. They would wear their tefillin all day long, and they would take the tefillin off, and they would make a bracha when they took off the tefillin. Asher kitchanu mitzasav etzivanu, lishmor chukav, that we observe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decrees. Basa de mesalke tefillin belayla. This is because they held that layla was lavzman tefillin. Who? That light time is not the appropriate time to wear tefillin. And then to show that they weren't going to do that, so they would make a bracha at the time that they took off the tefillin to be lishmor chukav, to observe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chukim. Shehema yusovrim, because they held the layla lavzman tefillin. Who? They learned it out. The Navgalhu, how do they know that night is not the time for tefillin? They learned it out from the Pratsuk that said, Mikra, v'deshamarta esachuka zos lemuada miyomim yomima. You shall observe this chok day to day. Yomim v'lolelos. They darshan the drasha that said only during the daytime, but not during the light time. So that's why they would make a bracha when they would take off their tefillin to show that it's no longer the zman for wearing this tefillin, and therefore they made a bracha. However, we don't hold like that. Abu Ladidon, the Mishnah Brura says, but according to our opinion, the Sfirulon, the Haikra, Osilinian, Acher, Kedisa, Gemara, there's a whole different opinion in the Gemara over there in Ida that says that that's not what that Drasha comes to teach us. And in fact, therefore, we hold the Laila, Kaimalon, Disman, Tfilinu. And in fact, nighttime is appropriate to wear Tfilin. Why don't we? So the Mishnah Brura says, Ach, Ein Lahanichom, Lachatrila, we do not put on Tfilin at night. We'll see in a moment what is the ramifications if you are wearing tefillin and it becomes the nighttime. We do not put on tefillin at night for the reason of a gzeira, the gazru shema yishan behem v'yafiach, because at nighttime people fall asleep. And if you're wearing your tefillin and you happen to fall asleep with them, you may come to pass flatus. You may come to have some gas at night, and that is a big avla if you're wearing your tefillin. And therefore, to prevent that occurrence from happening, hilkach ein levarach. Therefore, we do not make this bracha of taking off the tefillin when we take off the tefillin, because technically you could wear the tefillin at night. It's only gzeira that we don't wear the tefillin at night, and for gzeira, that doesn't mean that you should make a bracha no longer zman tefillin, because it really is the zman of tefillin. We had pointed out previously, and it's reminding again us this din in Dirshu footnote 1, that when we take off our tefillin in Rosh Chodesh, there's a machlokas. Do you take it off before the Kaddish or after the Kaddish that comes after Uvol Tzion? So according to the opinion the El Yeraba brought down, that you take off your tefillin right after Uvol Tzion, not the way many of us do it, that we make the Kaddish and then we take off the tefillin. The reason is because in Uvol Tzion it says Shenishmor Chukecha, which is very much like this bracha of Lishmor Chukav. And therefore, that is a time when we could wear our tefillin longer, and we don't, so therefore he connects it to this idea of Lishmor Chukav, that you should take the tefillin off right after Uvol Tzion before you say the Chatzi Kaddish. In Sifkot and Beis, the Mishnah Brura says, what about on Bein Hashmashos? Why don't we make the bracha then? After Kaimalon Shabbos v'Yontif loves man tefillin who? Here we do agree that on Shabbos and Yontif we don't wear tefillin. You have the os of Shabbos and Yontif that replaces the os of the tefillin. So therefore we agree that Shabbos and Yontif are not proper to put on tefillin. And if somebody were to want to bedavka put on his tefillin then, l'shei mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah wearing tefillin, he would actually be over al bal tosef, so you're not allowed to wear your tefillin then. So maybe we should make the bracha on Friday afternoon as it comes into Shabbos, lishmor chukav, that we're taking off our tefillin. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura says, mikol makom kiven sheminichan ola b'li chavona, shei mitzvah, ein bazeh isum in haTorah ela midivrei sofrim. Here, there would not be anything wrong as long as you don't have the kavanah to do it for the mitzvah. There technically is nothing wrong with wearing your tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, not l'shei mitzvah. Nu, midivrei sofrim, we say don't do that. Why? Again, a gzeira. Mishum gzeira, shema yeitzah behem l'shus harabim. A person might come out and take off his tefillin. In Dirshu footnote 2, he explains, it's not a concern that you're going to wear the tefillin on Shabbos on your head. That would be called malbush, and that wouldn't be a problem of hotzah. However, if they need to come off and you're in the Rishus HaRabim, you may come to carry them Dalet Amos, and that would be the problem. So this is a gezeira. And just like by the gezeira of not wearing them at night, Shema Yafiach, so to over here, a gezeira that you may come to carry them Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, that's not an indication to make the bracha Lishmor Chukov. Therefore, lefikach lo shayach bracha, therefore we don't make the bracha. Kiven shebechalitza satzvila mitzad atzma ein b'mitzvah. So because technically you don't have to take off the tefillin, and therefore if ein chotzim ela mishum gzeira, we're only taking off because of this gzeira, therefore the bracha is inappropriate there too. This leads us to Simin Lamed, which is zman hanochosim. When is the proper time to wear your tefillin? Mechaber says zman hanochosim baboker, the appropriate time to put on your tefillin in the morning is from the point mishayira es chavero harogil imo, Kitsas, when you can see a friend who you're somewhat familiar with. The Mishnah Berurah will explain what that means, that you're somewhat familiar with that person, you can recognize that it's him and not someone else. The Richuk Dalet Amos, at a distance of 4 Amos, about 6 to 8 feet, there's enough light that you can viyaki renu and recognize that that's who it is. At that point, that's called now the time for Anochas Tefillin. This is the time known as Misha Yakir. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nalef writes, Rotsa Lomar, Techilas Zman Hanochosim Mishayira, that this is the earliest time that you could put the tefillin on. But the mitzvah to wear them really technically goes all day long. Again, our custom is only to wear it during davening because we can't maintain a clean mind and a clean body and problems of hesach hadas, but technically the mitzvah is all day long. This is the earliest time, and we'll learn about the mitzvah being all day long in Simen Lamed Zayin, and we'll discuss it when we get there. Why is this time Mishayaka the earliest time? The Mishnah Berurah explains how time. The reason is put down by the Beis Yosef based upon the Tosos. The Adzman Hazeh Chayshinun Shema Yishamhem. We have a concern here that early in the morning before Mishayaka, after Olos Hashachar, after dawn, but it's still not yet Mishayaka, a person may fall back asleep, and if he's wearing his tefillin already at that point, this would be the same gezeru, b'chlal laila hu liyinyan tefillin. It would have the same rules of Shema Yafiach Ben. We're concerned that he may come to pass gas, and that would be a terrible avla. In Diushu footnote 1, he brings down from the Shelus Tshuva Sholom Eshev that if you're not sure what this time is, not everybody had atomic clocks and everybody had a digital watch that could tell them the exact time, so they went by their gut feeling of when it's Mishayakir. So he said, if you think it's Mishayakir, you're allowed to make the bracha. Because even if it's not Mishayakir, technically you could make the bracha at night, and therefore we don't make the bracha at night because Safed the Ruan Lakula, but over here, if you think it's the right time, you're allowed to make the bracha. Then the Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Asur laniach tefillin b'layla, one does not put on tefillin at nighttime. Why? Shema yishkochem v'yisham bem. You're going to forget you're wearing your tefillin, you're going to lie down, lav dafka in a bed, but you may just lie down on a couch or in a chair and relax and you'll fall asleep, and therefore you'll have all the problems of Shema yafiach b'hem. I realize I skipped Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Beis, who explains about the friend, that it can be only a friend that is a rogel imo kitsas. So this is, if you know him too well, the Mishnah Berurah says, ilu harbe, if you know him very well, yakir eno afilu mirochok. You can tell your friend just by his mannerisms from much further distance or in less light. If he's eno rogel klal, if you don't really know him at all, yakir afilu b'karv mo, then you won't even know him if he's right in front of you. So therefore, that's why it's a recognizing a friend that you know a little bit, but not so well that you can recognize him from his mannerisms, from his walk, from a far distance away. Exactly what time is this shear of Sheyakir? So in Dirshu footnote 2, he brings down, we had this previously when we talked about Hilchas Tzitzis as well, the many, many different opinions as to when this time is. They essentially run a whole gamut of different opinions ranging from just a few minutes after dawn, Olos HaShachar, ranging all the way up to about 30 minutes before the sun rises. So it's about a machlokas of about a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes or so in this time period when is Mishayakir. Ayin Shom and Dirshu footnote 2 for all of the details, which we had previously talked out in a prior shir on Tzitzis. So the Mechaber had said that you're not allowed to put on your tefillin at nighttime. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel says, what about Bein HaShmashos during the twilight period of time? So he brings down from the Magen Avraham, Mashma, from the fact that the Mechaber says only Laila, which implies Tzeisa Kochavim, it implies during twilight, Mutu Lechatchila Laniach. You would be allowed to put on your tefillin then, even Lechatchila, especially if you hadn't worn your tefillin all day. Avol the Prima Gadim is Mistapik, was there. He's not so sure. And he says, the only time you should put it on then is if you weren't fulfilling the mitzvah yet during the day. Then you can put it on Bein HaShmashos. And the reason is brought down in Dirshu, footnote number 4, that the mitzvah of tefillin is a mitzvah daraisa. So in a Safik, in this situation, you do the mitzvah. So put it on, but don't make the bracha, because Safik brachos lahakil. In Dirshu, note 3, he points out that even though we don't wear the tefillin at night, one would be allowed to make tefillin at night, even tying the knots, because technically Laila is man tefillin, and therefore you would be able to make tefillin at night time. In Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Brewer explains the reasoning of Shema Yafiach Bishna. So you may come, if you're wearing the tefillin at night, to pass gas while you're sleeping. He says, Avo midaraisa mutala nicham alayla. This is only Gzeira de Rabbanan. Midaraisa, you'd be allowed to, as we have previously explained, the Kaimala and Lailo's man tefillin. We hold that nighttime is the time for wearing tefillin, but we don't do it because of this Gzeira de Chachamin. Then the Mechaber says, "Im heinicham kodem shetishka hacham v'choshkolav." You were wearing your tefillin before the sun set, and then you kept on wearing them after the sun has set. Afilu heimalav kol alayla. Even if they're on you for quite a while, after it's already tzeisek kochavim, mutter. You don't have an obligation to take them off right then. You're allowed to keep on wearing them. However, this is the halacha. The Mechaber says, "V'ein morin kain." We don't announce this. We don't teach this, and that means that one shouldn't even teach this to one's talmidim, and certainly not in a public fashion, should somebody go around wearing his tefillin in this fashion. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Hay brings down Rotz Alomer. It means to say over here, to lo asur abon and rach lanicham lechatchila belayla. You're only not allowed to put them on for the first time in the nighttime. But mikivon shekvar munachim alav bibod yom, since they were on you beforehand, lo itzrichim lechaltz. And the rabbis didn't obligate you to take it off. They didn't institute the gzera of shema yisham behem v'shema yafiach bishnaso in this situation. However, in Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Brewer says that while you don't have to take them off, you're not allowed to wear them all night long. The din is, the ilu choltzom pam achas, once you do take them off, shuv osu lanicha, don't put them back on. And in Sivkot and Zayin, he writes, you can only wear them if you have them on already, ad zman shirotz lishon, until you go to bed. The oz behechrech misiron, then you definitely have to take them off. You can't say, well, I'm wearing them already, I'm only going to sleep for a little bit. Also, lishon shnas kevaben, you're not allowed to sleep any permanent sleep with them. And even efshar de belayla dezman shenu afilu shnas aroy, also medina. Even a temporary sleep, a little nap, a little dremel at nighttime would also not be allowed wearing your tefillin. In Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Brewer explains vein morin kain. It means you're not allowed to show other people that this is the halacha l'maisa, even though that's the etzem din. But we don't do this because shema yavo la'anichon l'chatchila. Because other people may not understand this distinction and they'll put it on l'chatchila. They'll see you wearing them and they'll think you're allowed to. And therefore, al kain lo yasa kain ella beino levein atzmo. The only time a person should be wearing the tefillin at night is if he's alone by himself. Avalo b'rabim, not in public, the hu gam kein kehorah, because that's as if you publicly declared you're allowed to do this. And in Dirshu, footnote number 5, he says this includes even for a rav to his talmidim. The practical ramification of this is, al kein, the Mishnah Brewer says, ein l'spalo behem tefilas arvis b'tanis tzibur b'rabim. If somebody was wearing his tefillin on a tanis tzibur by minchatoim, and then the davening marv, he should take off the tefillin. In Dirshu note 6, we had a previous discussion about this in regards to a talis as well on a tanis tzibur, and we discussed there that on Yom Kippur, many have the minhag that they do leave the talis on for Maariv, but by a tanis tzibur, on a regular tanis tzibur, you should take off the talis. If the chazan isn't wearing a jacket, we spoke out that he can wear a talis as the cover for the tzibur, and as well, some have the custom that the chazan always wears a talis for the tzibur's kavod, even if he is wearing a jacket. Then the Mechaber says, "Im lo cholatz tefillin mishishoko chama b'meish lo haya lo mokum l'shamram." If you didn't take off your tefillin when it became nighttime because you had no safe place to keep them, v'nimtzu alav kidei l'shamram, and they happen to be on you in order that you can properly protect them, then it's mutter umarin kain. Then you would even be allowed to publicly say, we have to tell people, the reason why I'm still wearing my tefillin was I have no safe place to put them, and therefore I'm allowed to keep on wearing them at nighttime, and if you say it in this way, it won't lead to a takkolah. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Tes says this is only in a situation where it happens to be upon you, nimtzu, then mikilinon umor, and then you'd be allowed to keep them on and even publicly wear them and tell people why. Shebishvil hashmira ain't tzorich lachlos, because in order to protect them properly, and you won't be able to do that if you're not wearing them, ain't tzorich lachlos, we didn't make you take them off. Afilu kol alayla, kol mashalo yishan. You can even wear them many hours into the night as long as you're not sleeping, because if you're sleeping, then we still have the concern of shema yafiach behem. However, also but if you're traveling in the night and you don't have a safe place to put your tefillin, you say, I'll put them on in the middle of the night so they'll be watched. That you're not allowed to do. But even here, Yesh Mekilim is there. He brings down from the Vilna Gaon and the Olas Tamid that there are those that are Mekel that you could even put it on in the middle of the night for Shmira purposes. The Halacha Brewer brings down that there are those that are very machmir from the based upon the Mekubalim that they shouldn't leave their tefillin on even for a second at night. You should immediately take it off when the sun sets. And the Pisgei Tshuvas brings down a very interesting tshuva. He says, Misha machmas ones gomor shall hefsid mammon. If somebody is under great financial distress, and he's quoting Rav Moshe Feinstein and Negris Moshe over here, where a person will lose his job and he won't be able to put on his tefillin during the daytime. He has a job that doesn't allow him even a moment's free during the daytime to put on his tefillin. Or a person who may be undergoing an operation, or he's in jail, in a dungeon someplace, and he won't be able to put on his tefillin all day long. But now it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and he knows that that next day he won't be able to put on his tefillin. Is he allowed to put on his tefillin during the nighttime? So the Igros Moshe paskins, yes, in that situation, one would be allowed to put on his tefillin during the nighttime to be yotzei the mitzvah of hanochas tefillin for that day, because technically the nighttime is a permissible time to put on tefillin. However, he points out, if you'll even be able to wear them for a very short time, even a time period that you won't be able to say Kriya Shema when you're wearing the tefillin, but you can just put them on even for a few seconds during the daytime, then don't rely upon this heter. But otherwise, if you have absolutely no choice, Rashai lahaniach tefillin lefnei zman mishiyakir, you can put on your tefillin before mishiyakir, even before olos hashachar, in order to be mekayim the din, the araisa of putting on tefillin. In this situation, you don't make a bracha on the tefillin, that you have to wait till mishiyakir in order to make the bracha. This concludes today's shiur.